A Coquitlam resident who ran for a city council seat 4 years ago is door-knocking again. Paul Lambert, a small business consultant who has lived in the city for more than 20 years, will have his name on the October 15 ballot in the 2022 municipal election. In 2018, he placed 15th out of 19 candidates, winning a total of 5,633 votes. Since then, he's been on the city's Sports and Recreation Advisory Committee, as well as the Coquitlam Watershed Roundtable since 2020. Lambert is a member of the Tri-City Green Council and the group Protect Coquitlam's Urban Forest, PCUF, and has volunteered with the Canucks for Kids Fund. Growing up in Coquitlam, I was fortunate to be involved in all types of activities that were made possible by people volunteering their time, he stated. Now that my wife and I are raising our family here, I want to help kids and others have the same great opportunities I had growing up in Coquitlam. I was also able to enjoy the wonderful nature and green spaces we have in Coquitlam, and we need to make sure we take care of our environment for future generations. If elected, Lambert vows to listen to constituents, then actually act on the feedback residents give, he said, noting many residents he has spoken to are concerned about the current pace of growth. I believe we need to listen to residents and slow down the pace of growth in Coquitlam to a moderate level. Then, focus on building housing types that are more affordable. You can learn about Lambert's campaign via the following outlets: website, paullambert.ca, email, paul@paullambert.ca, phone, 604-499-4234. Other councillor candidates who have declared their intention to run to the Tri-City News are Matt Johnlick, Ali Tutian, Harvey Sue, Rob Bottos, Ben Craig, Benjamin Perry, Robert Mazzarolo, and incumbents Cown. Craig Hodge, Cown. Dennis Marsden, Cown. Steve Kim, Cown. Trish Mandawo and Cown. Terry Towner. The Tri-Cities Chamber of Commerce has scheduled a series of all candidates' debates for local 2022 civic elections. Coquitlam mayor and council nominees will get the chance to speak to the issues that matter to them, and take questions from the public, at the Evergreen Cultural Center on September 22.